Now, Matt Benson, CEO at Newcastle. Matt, good afternoon.
G'day, Sean. How are you?
Good. You must be smiling with the Newcastle Gold Cup field. By gee, there's some quality there.
Well, look, Sean, smiling at all of the Group 3s on Friday. Spring Stakes probably a bit light on with 12 noms, but, you know, the Cameron looks a very, very good race, and the Tibby, you know, 25 noms there. So delighted with the Gold Cup. Obviously, Chris Lees, you know, Chris has made no secret of the fact that he's desperately keen to win, you know, his local cup. And the interstaters, you know, a lot of support from Robert Hickmott and Darren Weir. You know, just a really good, solid race. And all four races look strong and very exciting.
Well, Lloyd Williams, Robert Hickmott, they put Crocodile Rock in them, Nom Dead, Hans Holby in, Kilimanjaro, three very good gallopers. You got Darren Weir, Master Zephyr, Pacadali has won its last three. So they're bringing the silk department.
Yeah, look, and it just shows you just how important it is to get interstate support. And I'm not diminishing, obviously, the massive contribution of our local trainers. They make our industry. But, you know, to have half a dozen very good horses looking like coming from interstate, you know, takes it from a race of potentially 10 or 11 to hopefully a race of sort of 14 plus. And that just makes a massive difference to the spectacle, to it as a wagering medium. But, you know, it brings some interstate interest. And, you know, we're very, very excited to have their support as well as the usual great support from our locals.
Mm. Well, you've also got, like, Chris Wallace got Sayed in. It's just absolutely flying at the moment. Joe Pride, Destiny's Kiss. What a great old horse. He's just a ripper. Richard Freeman and Aubrey, who's back in form. Chris has got about three or four in. And you got Brian Smith, My Diamond Team. It's just a terrific Gay and Adrian with Broadside. Great nominations.
Yeah, look, and as I said, I think that, you know, in the past we've sort of focused on the Gold Cup, but, you know, I really think that the support of those other three Group Threes, it's just going to make Friday a fantastic day of racing. And you know, obviously, you know, we're keen to welcome people from far afield, Sean. So, you know, if the Sydney siders want to, you know, jump in the train and come and have a day at Newcastle on Friday, they won't be disappointed. It's going to be an excellent program. And if they can hang around till Saturday, the noms for Saturday look excellent as well.
Now, Matt, for people who want to go and do that, say Friday Cup Day, are there any corporate spaces left if they want to book?
Yeah, there are corporate spaces. You know, get on the website. It's buy two, get one free. Buy one, get one free as far as general entry. But there are still hospitality options both Friday and Saturday. And obviously, very easy just to jump into Central Station and, you know, a couple of hours up the train track. So, you know, it's the weather looks like it's going to be outstanding. We've got a hot midweek. You know, we could get to 30 on Wednesday, but then coming back to early 20s Friday and Saturday, the track will be in great condition. And as we've discussed, the fields look absolutely first class. And Saturday as well, our Ladies' Day looks to be very well supported. So we'd love to see plenty of people from outside Newcastle coming along and enjoying the town and the races.
All right, terrific. Well, we wish you all the best. Weather-wise, look good?
It looks very good. In fact, you know, as I said, midweek we're looking at getting around the 30s. We've got to obviously get it right as far as getting the watering right. We would love to have a good four here on Friday. And that's what we're trying to achieve. We've given it a trim up this morning, but we couldn't have ordered better weather. Let's hope nothing changes in that regard for both the horses and the humans for Friday and Saturday.
All right, terrific. Matt, all the best. No doubt we'll be talking to you in the coming days as the lead up to the Gold Cup.
Thanks a lot for getting in touch, Sean.
Matt Benson there, the CEO at Newcastle.